Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of Chamber Chat. As we come to you tonight, we are recording from the tree lighting ceremony here at City Park. And so by the time you hear this, it's going to be over with. But if you couldn't make it this evening, this is what we're doing. We're going to be live, and you can hear a lot of people are excited. It doesn't kick off for another 55 minutes, but everybody's walking around. They're getting things set up. I love these live events. I'm joined, as always, the whole crew is here. We got Gavin Williams, who was the man, the myth. He set all this up. I had to do no work. I'm pretty excited about that. We got Jordan Jackson, who is banned now from any go-home songs for the rest of his life after the Copacabana massacre of a month ago. We've got Jaslyn, morning. She's here. And we've got Cameron Bartlett there. She's here as well. So we're going to talk with them. We're going to talk with some special guests. We have no idea how this is going to go. I did ask. I was like, who wants to bring it in? So everybody's kind of shy tonight. What's up with that? It's just your voice.
Extremely tired, extremely cold.
You look extremely tired. I can see that. You look tired. Is I don't hear her. Is her mic on?
Do it.
Let's see if her. I don't hear her. Let's see if her mic's on. Is it turned on? This is live. Do not try this at home. Please. We're professionals.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Continue what you were saying.
I've had a headache since I woke up this morning, so.
Did you go to school anyway?
Yes.
That's a trooper. That's what I'm talking about. I like that. I want to say this, too. I make this promise. I will not mess with Cameron Bartlett tonight when
this
I'm on
stage. This is not true.
When I'm on stage.
It's
I will not,
not.
I will not say her name. I will not.
This is not true.
Ask her anything. I will not try to get her to talk on the mic. You have my promise, my guarantee. And that's worth something if you're listening for the first time.
Is it?
Is it? Yes.
You're actually crossing your fingers under the table right now.
I am. It's actually going to happen probably at least five times. Stay tuned. City Council this past week, y'all got a check. How cool was that?
It was nice.
Was it the first time you've ever been to a city council meeting?
Yes.
My second time. But
second time. Of course, Gavin's been to seven probably.
Oh, yeah. Well.
He camps out at city council meetings. You look like a – Gavin looks like a concerned citizen that would be at every city council meeting.
I mean,
Gavin looks
concerned. I don't live in Hueytown, so.
Like he would knock on the – like, is it open yet? Can I come in here and be concerned, please? Thank you. I'm going to do that. So you liked it? Good time?
It was.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah,
it was.
We were there.
Speaking of, so I had to say a few words. I didn't know that I was talking until like 30 seconds beforehand. So I wasn't prepared.
But,
so,
I mean, you're a good talker, so, I mean.
Cameron's a better talker. So I looked at Cameron Bartlett and I said, Cameron, would you like to speak? And then Cameron thought about it for a second. She was perplexed for a moment. And she goes, not this evening, no, but maybe next time. And I was like, I can respect that.
That's why I didn't want to start off the interview, this podcast. I didn't want to shine you out.
You're safe. Exactly. You want to give me the shine here. She asked me, too. It's funny. We were looking at the awesome banner here, which looks great. But the only problem was Cameron says, why is our name that on there?
Exactly.
This is true.
I don't know.
That's Jamie Gilmore. But what about us?
Well, we actually, on the bottom here, if you look at it, produced.
The bottom.
It's fairly big, though. It's not as big as my name, obviously, but it's big. It's huge. We're going to change that. We're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
We're going to get another one. But anyway, thank you so much. If you're listening on your way home, you missed a great night if you weren't here. And if you were here, you just get to be a part of that. So, hey, chamber members showing up. We might get them on the air. Stay tuned. And you're showing me this. Okay. We got a special guest, right?
No, I'm not special.
No, you are special.
He is a special guest.
Oh, yeah. I just realized Coach Coyne was here.
We're talking about Coach Coyne. He's going to have somebody. You said student council person, right? All right, president. All right, do they have Secret Service? Leah Reed. Leah, no, it's Leah. What's the last name? Andrews, married now. Her hubby's here. You know, Joshua's never been on the air with me. Can I get him tonight? Possibly talk to me for a second? No? Yay? He helped me out the last time we did the, what was it, Fall Fest? We did the last event here. He was helping me out there. I appreciate that. If you're listening, this is going to be the way it is. People are going to kind of come in and out this evening, and they're going to talk. So we got our first guest coming up. So Jordan's going to be a gentleman. He's a gentleman, always has been. He's arguably the worst go-home music producer of all time. So come on, have a seat, and we'll let you get that mic, and you can introduce yourself. I don't have your name, so I'm going to let you introduce yourself. So welcome to Chamber Chat.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what's the name?
My name is Caitlin Bryan. I go to Hueytown High School. I'm student council president, and I'm glad to be here.
Caitlin, okay, great. All right, so student council, do you have to run for that?
Yes, you do. You have to run for it. You have to give a minute and 15-second video explaining, you know, how you can help and why you want to do this, and then the student body votes on you.
Okay. So what was your premise? You were running on what? What did you say you were going to do?
Basically, I said I was going to coordinate more events that okay. involved the student population and okay. some parent engagement. I also wanted to give more volunteer opportunities and resources, some more events that involved all the classes throughout the high school.
So do you have a vice president? Like, if-
Yes, we do. We have Amy Laster. She's going to be here soon.
Okay, great. So if you were not, if you had a, like a, you know, an accident where you were riding your bike and fell down and couldn't make it, she could stand up for you as vice president, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. absolutely.
That's an important job. Don't, do you have like a secretary of state? And
yes, yeah. our secretary is Melissa Jimenez, and she's going to be here soon as well. We have representatives such as Pollux, and they help just as much as I do.
I heard the rumor Jordan Jackson was going to run. I don't know if it's going to run for Hugh Town, for another school somewhere. But let me go. If you're listening right now and you go to high school, any high school in Alabama or America, do not vote for Jordan Jackson.
Please do not vote for Jordan Jackson. Thank he stole
you.
My cat.
He stole your cat. And he
stole your cat.
And he likes the song Coca Cabana and picked it.
It is a good song. Unfortunately.
So what year are you?
I'm in the 12th grade, 2024.
Okay, awesome. So where are you going to college? Got any college plans?
Yes. I want to go to Fisk University. It's a private HBCU in Nashville. Okay. I plan on majoring in biology.
That's a fantastic city to live for 4 years.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty fun. They have a lot of opportunities. Yeah. The community is pretty great. When I went, it was really good.
So you're student body president. Do you have any aspirations and maybe at some point in time, politics later on in life? Could this be a stepping stone for you?
Maybe. I do see myself leading something.
Okay. Okay.
After, I do want to become a pediatric surgeon. So maybe in the future, I would like to lead like a, what's it called? Non-profitable clinic.
Non-profit. Okay.
For kids diagnosed with epilepsy. So I would kind of like want to lead that. And hopefully my skills that I'm using right now can help me in the future.
Well, listen, I think you're well on your way.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie.
I wish we could talk to you longer if possible, but unfortunately we got a lot of people, but it was such mm-hmm. a pleasure having you.
And no problem.
Most important, you're taking the mic away from Jordan Jackson. Oh, yeah. So that's the great thing about that. Is
boo, Jordan Jackson,
yeah,
boo.
There you go. I like this girl. She's dark. We need to add her to the team. I mean, anybody that's anti-Jordan Jackson. It's just Kokomo. It's a bad song.
It is. Very bad. I've never heard it a day in my life.
Thank you, because you're not 97.
So it probably doesn't even exist. So true.
Well, anyway, have a great night. Love your
thank
sweater.
You. And thank you. Go Gophers.
There you go. Go Gophers, a senior. I saw you got pretty excited about that Cameron Bartlett, right?
Yeah. Sorry. I was off his face.
Okay, we got to get the mic out of the way. All right, so are you going to join us?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Yeah. And Lee, I'll tell you what. You're up next. We're going to get you in a second for us.
Yeah. Don't worry about me.
All right, so we got a couple of guests. They're going to sit. Just have a seat. There you go.
Hello, you.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? It's been a while.
I'm doing pretty good.
It's great to see you.
It's great to see you. Do you know me? Do you remember my face?
I remember your face, and once you tell me your name, I'm going to know your name. Former Boys and Girls Clubber.
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely.
It's Liana.
Liana, great. How are you?
I'm doing great, actually.
So you got your name tag on. You look all professional there. What's that say? You're the what now? What do you do here?
Sophomore class representative. I'm part of student council for Hugh Town. I'm the sophomore student council president.
Wow, we got a lot of presidents, a lot of student council. We got a lot of politics here. I like this.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, Cameron, did you ever participate in student government?
No.
Okay. You're a little quiet for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Cameron's not very loud.
No, she's loud enough though. But I will not.
This is true.
I will not mess with her tonight on stage. You got that promise, ladies and gentlemen. Got you into student government? I mean, when you were, I remember you being fairly talkative when you were young.
Yeah, I'm still talkative.
You're still talking.
That's probably why. I think I just have like a big personality. I like to talk. I like to work with people. So I think it's just fun to like have an opportunity to lead.
What do you think the most difficult part of being in student government is?
I would say, not necessarily brainstorming of things to do, but trying to get them done. It's really difficult to, like, organize different things. And even though, like, it's good to talk with people, it's difficult to, like, get on one page and get things together. But in the end, we can do it.
So do you kind of lead the charge? Like, let's say we got a council or a committee, and we're talking about, I'm just using an example, prom or something, and we're trying to get together, and what's the theme? Is that the hard part, is getting everybody on the same page?
Yes, but at the same time, no, because I think majority of our council likes some of the same things and have some of the same ideas. So, like, if we have a couple of the ideas, we'll put them together and come to, like, a compromise.
Okay.
But I would say it's that part is not the hardest. It's just actually, like, enforcing it and doing it and putting it all together. Because, you know, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
And stuff to get that together. You know, we have to give proposals to our principal and make sure that we can get it approved and that we can actually do them. We have to raise money to do those things.
Well, listen, you are extremely well-spoken.
Thank you.
Very articulate. You are knocking it out of the park. So what are you doing tonight specifically helping out here at the tree lighting?
I'm not really sure. I'm just here to help around. Whoever needs help, ask me.
Yeah.
I'll be here. To help anybody.
I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to need snacks. So if you're walking around,
I got you.
You got me. You want to give me some snacks?
I can throw you some cheeses.
There you go. Yeah. That's all I'm asking for. Have you been to the tree lighting before?
No. I've always, like, seen it, but I've never actually, like, been. So yeah. This is my, like, actual first time coming, which is fun.
Have you been on a podcast before?
No, I've always wanted to be on the podcast, so happy.
I can see it's now time to start your own podcast. Government time. You can do it at school.
Yes, I love watching podcasts so much. It's really
What's your favorite podcast?
Honestly, I watch all of them on TikTok, so I don't really know, like, the names of them, but I watch them on repeat. So whoever's talking about something interesting, I'll just sit there and watch it for a good 10 minutes.
Well, I'm listening. Here's the deal. I listen to a lot. But the podcast crew already knows this. This is bad about me. I love teen dramas.
Yes.
So right now, I'm listening. I just finished my episode of Drama Queens, which is the lead cast of One Tree Hill.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. So loving it right now. And season 5, episode 2, that's what they're talking about. So I'm with you on podcast.
Yeah.
Great. Well, listen, it's been a blast having you. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
And again, anytime you want to, we record a lot, so you talk to Coach Coyne. If you ever want to get some student government people on and come do an episode, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
All right.
All right, peace.
Good to see you. Be good.
All right.
I like the way she ended that. Peace.
Peace.
All right. So another person I know.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. I love seeing people I know, you know, I haven't seen in a while. How old are you? What grade are you in now?
I'm in 12th grade. I'm a senior now.
Okay, go ahead and tell everybody your name.
I'm Megan. Megan Bone.
Megan Bone, former Boys and Girls Clubber.
Yes.
It's so good. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Now, I like the sweater. Is that a cat?
It's an astronaut cat. I don't know where I found it at, but.
See, most people just wear a cat sweater, but you're going Christmas cat, astronaut cat.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Great. So are you in student government as well?
I am.
Okay, give me your title. What do you do?
I am a senior representative.
Okay, great. Senior representative.
Like Congress, something like that.
Now, what I remember you is you were quiet as a kid.
I was.
So what's happened? What's been the change?
I grew out of it.
Okay.
I found a little bit of passion.
You
for
found
something.
Your confidence.
I did.
Okay. I like it.
Now, I'm here.
Well, listen, it's awesome having you. Now, you're a senior. Let's talk about some college plans. Where do you want to go?
So I'm looking going out of state for North Carolina A&T. But if I stay in state, Auburn or Alabama A&M.
Okay. All right. Okay. So you're Alabama, Auburn, A&M. I like one of those a lot. I won't tell you which one. You probably guess.
Auburn.
Yeah. There you go. You'd have a great time. You would have a great time in Lee County, I guarantee you.
I love Auburn.
So did you do student government last year?
No, I didn't.
So first year.
Okay. Yes.
And you have a sister, too, right?
I do have a sister.
Go ahead and say hey to her. Give her a shout-out.
Hi, Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren. Okay. Now, what grade is Lauren in?
Lauren is in college now.
Is she really?
Yes.
Man, I feel really old.
You are old.
Thank you, Jasmine.
You're welcome.
Thank you. She says nothing the whole podcast, but
I am here for comedic relief.
She throws in, you are old. I like it.
Wow.
It's great to have these people. Yeah. So she's in college. Where's she going to school at?
She goes to Tuskegee.
Okay. Is she liking it?
She likes it. It's an adjustment, but she likes it.
So what does she want to do?
She's in health nutrition sciences and food nutrition, something like that.
Okay, that's awesome.
Public health.
Well, listen,
basically.
I don't know if she's going to hear this or not, but it's great to see you, and tell her it's great to see her, and hope your family's doing well.
They are, thank you.
And I'll see you around today. You going to be helping out?
Yes.
Great. I'll be on stage, just talking way too much. That's all I can really do.
Yeah.
I can't fix it. Thank you, Jaslyn.
You are welcome.
It's great to have this morning here, just to kind of throw up my, you know. Maybe
well, you know, I feel targeted because nobody told me where the podcast was going to be tonight.
So let's tell a funny story real quick. Okay. I'll let you stay on for this. And you don't have to laugh at her if you don't want to.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Oh, wow.
It could happen to anybody.
Uh-huh.
But so we're here at the city park. We pretty much have everything here at the city park.
Yep.
we have nothing at City Hall except for City Hall stuff. So we get a call, or somebody gets a text, that Jaslyn is at City Hall, and Cameron, being the great friend that she is, decides to gather the crew to go meet and pick her up and bring her over here. So that's a good friend.
Nobody said in the group chat where we're going to be. So I thought maybe, oh, we'd walk over here together. No, y'all already was over,
well, Megan,
over here.
Megan, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank
again.
You.
And I'll hopefully see you again tonight before it's over, but it is great to see you again.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right,
Merry
so what Christmas. I'm going to do, I'm going to slide Leah in with y'all. Is that cool for a second?
Yeah.
She's going to help me out with this, be on for a little while. But y'all don't go anywhere. You're going to be on too. We got Joshua of, is that Becca? Where's Joshua? Is that you? Is that who we're talking about? Did you write that? Coach Coyne. We'll get Coach Coyne to say, but go ahead. You can have a seat. Okay. All right. Let her sit here, and y'all stick around because we'll get you back home. So right here, Joshua. All right. Come on over here and sit, my man. Coach Coyne doing a great job executive producing tonight, bringing us guests left and right. So we greatly appreciate it. Quite the man. We got Joshua, Becca, explain what that is.
Joshua Becca?
Is that Becca? What does that say right there?
And I think that's Ann Becca.
Okay. Well, tell us what you do, what you're about.
I'm a youth pastor at Hueytown Baptist Church.
Okay.
And so I do that, bivocational. Okay. But also I do, I just got Shepherd's Ways window washing going with the chamber recently. So,
okay.
Yeah, when I'm not preaching Jesus and I'm licking windows.
Now, are you from the Hueytown metropolitan area?
No, my wife is. Okay. I'm originally from Colorado, so.
Okay, all right. So Colorado, good state.
Yeah.
It's slightly colder there than here.
Yeah, it's a little more festive with the weather, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I got a sweatshirt on. I'm a little warm because I thought tonight was going to be a little colder. So this is Alabama. You never know here.
Yeah.
30 degrees, 70 degrees, snow,
right.
Possible tornado 2 days later. You
right,
just that
was
know.
Just going to say. One night, snowflakes. The next night, Merry Christmas. You got tornado warnings. Yeah.
So let's talk about your and Leah, if you got a question, feel free to jump in. I got Leah Reeves joining me. She is
Leah Andrews.
God, I gotta write.
You
that
gotta
down.
Remember that I got do. Married, sir.
You know,
it's been a hot minute since I've been on the podcast too, so I'll catch you some slack. It's been a hot
Leah
minute.
Leah Andrews, wife to Joshua Andrews. How
yes,
about that? How about that?
There we go. I love it.
I'm gonna get that right. I'm gonna
I
circle
absolutely
it.
Absolutely love it.
I don't remember anybody's name. I'm so bad with names.
I mean, we're only on the chamber together, but it's fine.
Really sympathize with most meetings. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So talk about your church, what's going on, and what's happening at the church.
Well, I mean, we got a booth here tonight, obviously, like every other church. But so one of my favorite things about Hueytown Baptist is actually this thing I call Friday Night Lights. And I started it at the Hueytown Youth Soccer Club. And it's every Friday night from 6 to 8. We play soccer, frisbee, football, everything like that. And Adam Hott allowed us to be there. He's the president there. So we were able to be there every Friday night and play it up. And it's probably my favorite thing that we do. Just I love to play. So if you all out there and you hear this and you got junior high or high school kids, send them over Friday nights from 6 to 8.
And it's been fairly productive and it's gotten bigger each week.
Yeah, it's a good time. We met with half the high school soccer team there, and so now we kind of got an in with them. They're a lot of fun. So,
okay, great.
Yeah.
And you talked about a business. Now you're a part of the chamber. First of all, congratulations.
Thank
smart
you.
Move. The chamber will definitely we will publicize your business all day, all night.
It's so it's all Debbie Kiker there. Debbie
Kiker
and Roxanne
is awesome.
Crane.
Yeah,
Roxanne
what a rock star.
Yeah, really,
they're the ones. But. So I have a spiritual mentor in my life. His name's Peter Stranathan. He's my boss. I was my old boss in Colorado. And one day he called me and said, I believe that God wants you to change your perspective on work and actually go and start a business. And I kind of laughed because I was like, do you know who you're talking to? You know, like I don't know nothing about that. And I jumped right into it because it was low cost. And it kind of took off in its own little way. And so it's a great way to help provide for my family because youth pastors don't make a ton. So so I'm out there washing homes and commercial businesses, and it's a good time. So looking
so
to see what happens.
How's it going so far since you started to where you are now?
It's since I first started. It's about 6 months old. So when I first started, it was a lot of door-to-door. It still is kind of door-to-door, but now there's some repeat customers. To where we're able to go visit commercial businesses, you know, once a month. And that's really what I want more of is the commercial businesses because houses are crazy, you know. You never know what you're getting into when you go to somebody's house. But yeah. I'll still help them, though. So if they need it, give me a call.
Is this your first event? Is this your first time coming to the tree lighting?
No, this is the second year.
Okay. Yeah. What do you think about it?
I love it, man. I love how it blew up. So I remember when we first came to Hueytown, they used to have the tree that was like on top of the roof at City Hall. And I was kind of like, wow. But here, this is fun.
It's changed a little bit. Yeah. We're expecting 3,000 people tonight.
Dang.
Yeah, 3,000 people. We get all kinds of media coverage. I was on TV talking about it Thursday on Talk of Alabama. It was great. It's definitely blown up.
Yeah, I love this city park kind of area. It's just really cool. It's a really cool setup. Yeah.
And if it's bad weather, when you talk about tornadoes, we could run to the storm shelter right now if we had to.
All 3,000 of us.
We would have a tough time getting everybody in there, but we'd get you in.
Women and children first. You know, it's kind of like the Titanic. It's just everybody run to the.
Well, hey, Joshua, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And I want you to have a great time tonight, and hopefully we'll see you around, and good luck with your business and your church.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And Leah, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, of course.
What's up? You were supposed to record. We were supposed to record the other night.
Yeah.
We are going to record a Christmas episode, hopefully this next coming up week.
Nice.
Kind of a chamber Christmas to let you know what's going on. But
yeah,
it is good to have you. And what's your second time or third time?
This is my second time, I think. The first time was we kind of chit-chatted about the junior ambassadors.
Yeah.
And then, I think that's the last time I was on for the juniors.
We're getting Abby next, so we're waiting
for
Abby Tanner, I think. Abby Tanner?
Yeah. Have you had a chance to go look around at all the goodies out there?
You know, I got here, and all of a sudden when I walked in, it was like everything was set up and we were ready to go. And I'm going straight to the stage.
Man, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
There's some really awesome stuff. I feel like it just gets bigger and better every year, the tree lighting. I remember I was kind of thinking about when Josh was talking about, you know, how far these kind of events have come over the years and how they've just evolved and got better and bigger every year. And it's just been so awesome.
It's the place to be is what it is.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So our next guest. I hope I said Abby Tanner. Is that right?
It is right. Abby Tanner.
Abby Tanner, and she is the senior TV production student at Oak Grove?
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm at Oak Grove High School.
Now, you're a senior, because I just read that.
I am.
Senior TV production, not to repeat myself.
And she's a junior ambassador.
I
is that correct?
Ambassador.
Yes, I thought so.
Double whammy.
She is representing all over the place tonight. Oak Grove, the juniors.
Great.
So much fun.
So let me ask you a question, Abby. What got you into the TV production part? What made you decide you want to do that?
I have always wanted to go into broadcast meteorology. That's been like a dream job ever since I was a lot younger. And as soon as I heard about Oak Grove having the Signature Academy, and one of them being the TV production class, I just knew I had to do it.
So you want to be a meteorologist?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's great. Yes. I actually wanted to as well. But I knew that the math would be a problem for me.
Really?
Yeah, I just couldn't get through it.
So shocked by that, Jamie, that you would struggle with math. No way.
Now, if it was like a lot of English or speech or lunch, I'm down. But
yeah.
When I heard all the math, like, this is not going to work. I'm not going to make it through.
See, I'm taking a pre-cal class next semester,
nice.
So
yeah.
We're going to have to see how that goes because I know that's a lot of.
There's going to be a lot more than pre-cal. You're going to have to take a lot of math. I just decided to go. I went into radio and TV broadcasting because there was no math. Such a bad badger. But you know what, though? If you want to do it, you should. You can be the next James Spann.
I would love to.
That's a great job, right?
That's my goal.
Okay, listen. I personally, let me tell you how much, Abby, I like weather. So when there's bad weather, and even though it's not near me, I will sit and watch weather for hours. I can't get enough. Now, if it's got to be somewhere close.
Like on TV?
On TV.
You're the one that crazy person out there in their front yard watching the tornado blow by.
Let me tell you something funny.
I need some clarification. For your safety, I need to know.
Great setup. When I was a kid, my dad would get us. We would actually chase storms. In fact, we got caught one time.
Okay.
We had to get under the interstate. Because we got caught between McCalla and Bessemer, and we didn't know which way. This is back before, you know, you really had the smartphones. So we're like, oh, this might end up being bad. So we're like under the interstate, and we're talking to all these people.
Yeah.
And they're like from all over the country traveling. And like, where y'all from? Oh, like 10 minutes down the road. But no, I love it. I love bad weather. I mean, like I said.
You love bad weather.
I love bad weather. I like to watch it. And so
I like to nap during bad weather. Does that count?
Yes. I just like to nap.
I like to nap during bad weather. And good weather.
Mississippi State is a meteorology school, right?
It is.
South Alabama?
Yes.
Florida
and
State?
Maybe. I haven't. I've looked into South and I've looked into Mississippi State, but that's also
fun. We actually have a good friend that graduated from Mississippi State, and she now has a job with James Spann at the news station down there. She's doing meteorology. So.
Now the problem, you're going to have to live in Starkville for 4 years. That's the downside. But, you know, other than that, it should be a good time.
Yeah.
Just how to go.
Yeah.
So what are you doing here tonight? Just helping out as a junior ambassador?
Yes. I come to a lot of these events, and I love them. They're great for the community. And, so I'm just
And I will say, too, our junior ambassadors have been killing it lately. They were at the Supper with Santa last night and just busted it all night. We were so proud and just so impressed with them. And then I know they're going to do a great job tonight, too. So our junior ambassadors have been rock stars the last several events for sure. We've had a lot going on kind of in a row, so they've been troopers.
Now, Abby, if you would like to practice tonight and talk to a large group of people, I'll let you have the mic, and you can do some emceeing if you'd like. What do you think? Is that
yeah, of course, sure.
So she didn't answer very quickly. That's not going to happen, I don't think. But, Abby, listen, greatly appreciate you being here, helping out the community.
Thank y'all.
Best of luck. I hope to see you one day on television, because I can say I interviewed her once. So
I will. I'll give you a shout-out.
Thank you. That would be great. And to do it during, like, a really bad weather day, like there's an F5 bearing down somewhere. Let me talk about Jamie Gilmore real quick. Just take this moment. That'd be great. Abby, thank you.
Thank you.
Greatly, greatly appreciate it. That was Abby Turner. She was Oak Grove Senior TV Production Student. We're going to have more people coming.
Abby Tanner.
That's what I said, Tanner. Abby Tanner.
Oh, my
big
goodness
fan,
gracious.
Huge fan. I wish I would have wore a sweater now. Are people walking around in good sweaters?
I don't know. I put a sweatshirt on because it's cute, and I'm kind of regretting it. So.
Well.
And I'll probably regret it more as I move around and start running around, but.
I thought it was going to be colder. I really did.
It was not the whole weather, the factor. It was the cuteness factor that did it for me. So I'm really impressed with my sweatshirt.
All right. So hopefully we'll have another guest in a second. But I tell you what, if Cameron or Jaslyn or Jordan, you want to sit back down real quick until we get a guest here, and that's fine. Cameron, go ahead. Sit down. And Jaslyn can sit down. I need somebody to hold me accountable for what I do. And that's usually usually Jaslyn. Now, Leo, we were talking about this. What is this, the third, fourth, or I can't remember how long we've been doing the tree lighting ceremony?
Okay, well, I will say Hueytown has been doing the tree lighting ceremony for a really long time. Remember when it was at the old stadium, that park there?
Yeah.
It used to be there, and it was consistently there for years. But I think our chamber, like with Debbie being kind of in charge, it has been here the last 3 years.
Okay. Okay. All right.
From my, as far as I can recall, it's been here for 3 years.
Well, this is my third
at the new city park.
This is my third time doing it. So third time emceeing. So 2 years ago was really cold.
It was.
Last year was not bad.
You were not bad.
You were
up
on stage.
Yeah.
And then this year, it's actually kind of warm.
It's kind of muggy. Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm gonna do: Cameron or Jaslyn or Jordan.
Yeah.
If you can guess one of our sponsors, I will buy you a drink from one of
Speedies.
That's cheating.
Okay, that's wrong.
It is wrong.
Jaslyn was really quick. All
that right. was really
okay. Fair. So no, you only get one guess. I'm sorry, you're banned. You can't do more.
That's not fair.
We want to thank Hueytown McDonald's, City of Hueytown.
I was going to say McDonald's.
City Auto. I might still buy you a drink. About that, I might still buy you. One.
No. What about me? I didn't get time to guess.
No, I don't think so.
Is Ox on there?
One person spoke for all three of you. Unfortunately.
I don't know.
Actually, two.
Moro Railroad, Michael Cashall, Auxiliary Home Services, Fitness 1440, which is our reigning business of the year, and, of course, Venue 3131. Tonight's performers, we have got a jam-packed show. Cameron, can you sing?
No.
Okay. First Missionary Baptist Church, the Hueytown Choir is going to be performing. Terry Donna, School of Dance, and the competition teams. Always, they will draw the biggest crowd tonight. And we got next guest. Hold on, we're going to get that in a second. Hueytown Primary School Choir, the reading of the Christmas story from Crossroad Baptist Church, the Brooklane Singers. The Brooklane Singers. I didn't think we could get them, but they're here tonight.
Wow.
And the Hueytown High School Marching
what
Band.
What a treat.
And the marching band performing, going to be great. And our next guest, do we got somebody? Do you know? No, you coming up? Come on. All right. Have a seat. Cameron? Wesley.
Wesley.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Wesley, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Let me say this about Wesley real quick. And I mean this. And I'm not. And most of the time, I am joking about a lot of things that come out of my mouth. Gavin, you can attest to this. But at every event we have, Wesley is working nonstop.
Absolutely.
Is it nonstop?
It's pretty close. I feel like I just see Wesley in blurs.
We need to give Wesley
one way or the other.
Wesley's constantly working all the time.
I enjoy it. It keeps me busy.
Yeah.
What do you like most about helping out, either whether it's art council, whether it's the chamber, or just any part of Houston? What do you like most about it?
I would say that, number one, it keeps me busy. Number two, I would say that I really enjoy being involved in the community. Sometimes we have trouble finding helpers, so I like to do what I can to help.
Yeah. I remember you as a young man, Boys and Girls Club, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember your brother.
Yes.
Right? And now you're growing up, and I see you helping, and it's just awesome. What is the Art Council? What is the main goal of the Houston Art Council?
So we try to bring into our community, we try to express the importance of the arts, whether it be music, art, drama, theater. We try to incorporate it all in our city because sometimes in different communities, there's not a lot out there for the arts. So we try to do what we can to bring it close to home.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one of the big events that y'all do is City Fest.
Yes.
And it's huge.
It
and
is.
Getting bigger every year. It happens here at the City Park last year. Taylor Hicks,
yes.
Yeah.
Former American Idol winner, was the headline. Now, you don't have to tell us this, but do you have an idea of who's headlining this year, and is it a good act or big act?
I will say that the
okay,
act.
Okay, here we go. We're getting a scoop, ladies and gentlemen. Getting a scoop for you, Chamber
Teaser.
Chat listeners.
I will say that we try to improve our act every year.
Okay.
However, nothing has been confirmed.
Okay, well, that's not bad. So what I got out of that, we're having a bigger person this year than Taylor Hicks. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned.
Oh, man. It's in the works. I feel it. It's in the works. They're going to pull it off.
How many of the tree lighting ceremonies have you been to?
We've only done – this is our, I believe, year three, and I think I've been to all of them. Last year, I did play Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
This year we had someone else step up to do that, and I was totally okay with that. So I said, I will be helpful elsewhere.
Did you go method? Did you kind of really get into the person who is Buddy the Elf? Is that how that worked?
I really did not. I will say that not to like down on myself, but I will say the person this year is phenomenal. He actually played Buddy the Elf last night at our supper with Santa.
Yes.
And he was phenomenal.
He was awesome. He was so cute.
Arguably the best Buddy the Elf ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'd vote for him.
I mean, I would vote for him.
I'd vote for him.
But I'd vote for Wesley, too. Wesley's fantastic.
Yes.
So what are you going to be helping out tonight? What's your task?
Tonight I'm actually assigning our junior ambassadors to help around here tonight.
So you are the general of the junior ambassador program this evening. Is that what I'm getting out of that?
He's the captain. Junior ambassador
technically,
captain.
Technically, I'm actually not a part of the chamber, but I do help Debbie out a lot. So
she's easy to like.
But we snag him when we need him.
Yeah, and she's easy to help out.
We snag him.
Well, listen, you're doing great work with this, the Houston Art Council, helping out the chamber, the CFU Town. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we'll see you tonight. You're going to be busy all over the place.
I like to stay busy.
Have a good evening. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
So I think we're out of time for guests. So we'll chat a few more moments. The other crew can sit down if y'all would like. And if we have anybody, we'll try to get them. We're going to go for about 5 more minutes. This has flown by. This is fun. Doing the shows from here is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it thoroughly.
We need to do a Christmas Mount Rushmore.
I think we did that.
No,
did you do it already? I'm always down for a Mount Rushmore.
So we did songs.
Oh.
But for the episode, if you show up for the Christmas episode,
okay,
it will be Christmas movies. Christmas movies, Mount Rushmore.
So you did songs for this one already?
We did songs for a couple episodes ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And we did Thanksgiving, and let me tell you.
We need to do Mount Rushmore Christmas.
Okay, you pick the Mount Rushmore Christmas you want to do for the show.
For the show?
For the show.
Okay, Mount Rushmore Christmas candy.
Okay.
This is serious. Candy? This says a lot about a person, candy? What their favorite Christmas candy is.
Is there 16 Christmas candies? Because you're getting.
Because
you can't. The rule is you can't.
Yes, there is.
I can name one.
I take candy.
Gavin, that's pathetic.
I take candy canes.
All right, so you got candy. You got candy canes.
Yes,
okay. That's one.
Okay. Yes,
you got gingerbread men.
Oh, okay,
that's
see?
Not candy. That's cookies.
Is that not so? Okay. Cookies don't count.
Christmas treats.
Or Christmas desserts. You can do candy / desserts.
Okay, candy /
so that
okay.
that opens right. up a few more possibilities.
Okay, okay. You know, listen, I'm all for
you know you have your favorite sweet thing you eat at Christmas, Jamie, or any, I'm sure you're the person that, like, stocks up on the, you have, like, Christmas tree cakes in your freezer from last year.
I love Christmas.
Come on now.
Christmas tree
don't
cakes.
Lie.
The Little Debbie Christmas trees are awesome.
Have you tried the Christmas tree ice cream? Were you able to get your hands on that?
I haven't tried any Little Debbie ice cream yet.
Really?
No,
they scare
no.
me.
I don't actually think I have either now that I think about it.
They remind me of those, like, they give
this
same.
It could get really weird.
They give the same energy as the markers that are scented.
Well, oh, like, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like
they're
banana.
Almost cool, but not quite.
Right. Like, it's both. It's almost there, but not,
not
the
quite.
Right.
We'll give you a little preview, too. There's an episode coming out this month that I wasn't on. Lisa Kriegel. By the way, if you're listening, happy birthday to Lisa.
Yes.
You know,
happy birthday.
I did. I said happy to birthday to her on television this week. So I hope she really appreciated that. I said happy birthday. It's not easy turning.
I mean, that like trumps a Facebook post.
It
I mean,
is.
That's
it's
like
TV.
The big deal.
Not turning 25, but this particular episode, and I wasn't a part of this. I didn't agree to it, but it's Mount Rushmore of scents. Am I
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you're
so
very
Gavin,
right.
So, Gavin, did you participate in that?
Are you yes, going to keep yes. judging
I
us about that?
Gavin and Jordan both participated.
Yes, and they were
okay.
Googling.
It can't be any worse than his Thanksgiving list, guys. Gavin's
look,
Thanksgiving
my Thanksgiving list.
List,
I got you good.
He said rolls.
You're mad about it.
No, no, no.
No, he said roll.
He said one roll. He said grapes.
Broccoli salad.
Grape salad. Which I don't even know what that is. I don't know what grape salad is. I don't know what that is.
And guess what? Jamie's mad about it.
I am mad about it. I'm not happy about it.
That means it worked. That means it's a good list.
But I hope y'all love. Hey, listen, I hope you like that episode. I hope you like all the episodes that are out right now. You can listen to them on. I listen on Spotify, but you can go iHeart, any podcast, anything that streams podcast. Yes, Jazzy.
Speaking of Spotify.
Speaking of.
I got my Spotify Wrapped back, and the Chamber Chat was
up.
In it.
It popped up.
Yeah.
All right. Look
yeah.
at that. Chamber Chat is growing.
It said I was one of the top 5%. So
yeah.
that's kind of depressing. Yes. Since
people, what an accomplishment.
People are
yeah.
loving
Jaslyn.
People
I mean,
are loving this episode.
A true
episodes.
Fan.
She is. She
a
listens.
True fan.
Well, you know what? If you get to listen to yourself because, you know, you get to critique yourself a little bit, too.
I listen to the episodes I'm on.
Really?
But that's the majority of them, right? That's a lot of them. You've missed probably what? 10% of them?
No.
Maybe 10%?
No.
You know, 5%?
I was thinking about
maybe.
It. I've shown up to more than you.
Well, you have to be here, Gavin.
Well, actually, yeah. that's true. Gavin, we really can't do without Gavin. And again, thank you so much for the Hueytown TV production class. And we're going to.
They're playing music.
The banner is great. The banner's great. Cameron said, why is my name nobody else's name on there? Well, we got him. Look. We got them right here, right?
There's enough room for Gavin, Jazlyn, Cameron, and Jordan.
That nobody sees because we're a podcast, so,
so would you
that's
like,
interesting.
Would you like Leah to pick
we'd also
the
have to get Lisa on there, though.
Christmas go-home song?
Lisa.
Oh. Ooh, do I get to?
You get to. We're about to wrap up and get out of here.
What are my choices? Like all the Christmas songs?
Any
or do you...
Christmas song you want. Oh. So think about that for a second. I'm going to go ahead and thank a lot okay. of people. And like I said, this is going to air next week. If you couldn't make it, we hate it. We wish you could be here, but we're going to hopefully tell you what's going on, what it's about. So many things going on tonight. We're going to light the tree, and it's going to stay lit. It's Mayor Ware. I'm going to count him down. I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to be on stage in about 10 minutes, and we're going to get this bad boy started. We've got lots of great acts tonight. Hank the Camel is in the house, yep. I do believe. No.
Yep, we saw him earlier.
He is.
Oh,
you
is he?
You're shaking. Yo, Hank Camel's supposed to be
oh, I was shaking my head like, you can't do the Christmas tree lighting without Hank.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's you can't do it without him.
I was a little disappointed there when I didn't think Hank was going
to
be here.
No, that was not a oh no shake. It was like a oh yes.
Okay, and also got some games here. Hueytown Arts Council, Hueytown Baptist, Concord Baptist, Pleasant Ridge, First Baptist Church, First Methodist, Hueytown Chamber of Commerce, North Islands Baptist, Rock Creek Church of God, Calvary Baptist, and Fusion Church all here tonight helping out. Some of the food trucks that are going to be here. We've got Bama Concessions. I thought I had a list of food trucks. I don't have a list. So just tell you, delicious food in the house. If you see any, you know any other food trucks there? Leah?
I mean, I can see.
Give me a couple of them.
I can see Tom's coffee truck. I can see
the burrito truck, Kelly's Kitchen. She's always a staple. Yeah. Kelly is so awesome.
It's awesome. I want to thank our sponsors once again. Hueytown McDonald's, City of Hueytown, City Auto Sales, Morrow Railroad, Michael Cashall, Auxiliary. There you go. Not easy to say. Home Services, Fitness 1440, and Venue 3131. Thank you all for making this possible. And with that being said, I've got to get something to drink, and then I got to get on stage and get ready to get this party started.
Let's get ready to party.
Thank you, Jaslyn.
You're welcome.
Great to have her once again. And Cameron Bartlett will be joining me on stage.
Hey, you promised.
I did promise, so I'm not going to say anything else. And Leah, give me the go-home song.
Let's do a good old classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
There you
go. For our little hometown Christmas tree lot.
I'll Be Home for Christmas, your go-home song, as we record tonight from the tree lighting ceremony. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and I can't wait to see you again. Have a great night.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe.